Welcome to Verity Wealth Report with Stephen Ting from Verity Wealth Group. Planning for your financial future means navigating challenges like market volatility, inflation, and retirement income. Verity Wealth Report is here to help by addressing common financial concerns, sharing valuable strategies, and exploring ways you can work toward your financial goals. Now let's get started with Verity Wealth Report.
Hello and welcome to the Verity Wealth Report. My name is Stephen Ting from Verity Wealth Group. If you like more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call at 626-650-9486 or visit us online at veritywealthgroup.com. And while at my website, make sure you click on the radio page to check out our past shows and to subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. Few people are eager to roll up their sleeves and dig into building a long-term care strategy. After all, retirement is supposed to be your reward for decades of diligently heading off to work every morning. Retirement is supposed to be about taking the grandkids to the zoo on a Tuesday afternoon or an extra round of golf whenever you feel like it. But the reality is that not adequately preparing for the possibility of needing long-term care services at some point in your older years can be devastating and have a devastating effect on your finances. We'll begin today's show by discussing a recent Kiplinger article that's headlined, "It's time to bust these three long-term care myths and face some uncomfortable truths." But before that, let me introduce my co-host, Jacqueline Gladhill, who I hope plans to continue hosting this show with me as part of her long-term strategy.
Stephen, nobody knows what the future holds, but I certainly don't intend to give up this partnership anytime soon. I think you have a great topic for us today. As you've explained on previous shows, long-term care can be tremendously expensive, which means it's essential to guard your assets from those costs as much as possible. What's the first long-term care myth?
Well, when I meet with clients who are planning for retirement, we spend a lot of time talking about the enjoyable parts of that chapter of life that I talked about at the top of our show. More freedom, more time with family, travel, hobbies, maybe even some well-earned rest. But there's also responsibility that comes with good planning. That's preparing for things we hope we never need, including long-term care. And one of the biggest misconceptions I hear is this: long-term care automatically means a nursing home.
And that's probably what most people picture, right? I mean, a nursing home setting.
Yes, and for many people, that's the first image that does come to mind. And to be fair, nursing homes are one form of long-term care. In fact, about 1.2 million Americans currently reside in nursing home facilities. But a nursing home is just one type of care and often not the first type of care someone needs. There are several other forms of long-term care that people may use before a nursing home ever becomes part of the conversation. For example, there are homemaker services. These services assist older individuals with everyday tasks like meal planning, grocery shopping, transportation, and other non-medical needs that become challenging over time. Then there are home health aides. These are professionals who help monitor health and well-being for individuals with disabilities or chronic illnesses and assist with daily living activities.
Well, so Stephen, we're talking care provided at home that helps someone stay in their own environment longer.
That's right. And for many people, maintaining independence as long as possible is the goal. There's also adult day health care, which provides older adults who may have physical or cognitive challenges with an opportunity to socialize and receive supervised care during the day. And then there are assisted living facilities. These are for individuals who need help with daily care, but not at the level of a nursing home. Residents typically have their own apartment or room, but share common spaces and receive supportive services. When we talk about long-term care, we're really talking about a spectrum of care options, not just one type of facility.
Well, and regardless of which option someone might need, Stephen, there's a cost associated with it.
There is. And this is where planning becomes critical. According to the Genworth CareScout Cost of Care report, shared in this article, the nationwide average costs in 2024 are significant. Homemaker services average about $75,500 annually. A home health aide runs roughly $77,800 per year. Adult day healthcare is the least expensive of the options we mentioned, but even that averages about $26,000 annually. And an assisted living community averages about $70,800 per year. And as many people expect, nursing homes are the most expensive. A semi-private room averages about $111,300 annually, and the private room averages about $127,750 per year.
Oof. I mean, Stephen, those are substantial numbers.
Yes, they are. And when you look at those figures, the natural question becomes, how would you pay for that? Some individuals rely on Medicaid, and Medicaid can help cover some long-term care costs, but there are important considerations. To qualify for Medicaid, your income and assets must fall below specific limits. If they don't, you may need to spend down assets to become eligible, and that process is governed by very specific rules.
Well, and that could significantly impact someone's financial picture, Stephen.
It can. Absolutely. Because if you're spending down assets to qualify, those are assets that are no longer available for other purposes, including leaving a legacy to your loved ones. Now, for some individuals, Medicaid may ultimately be part of their plan. But for many families, the idea of depleting assets before receiving assistance isn't an ideal solution. The good news is that Medicaid is not the only option. There are other strategies that may help address long-term care costs, and understanding those options begin with separating myth from reality. That leads us to another common misconception, which we'll talk about next.
Well, so now let's move to myth number two then.
Myth number two is the idea that if you're going to plan for long-term care, you have to buy traditional long-term care insurance. And that's one that I hear quite often.
That's been the common wisdom for years, hasn't it, Stephen? I mean, if you're worried about long-term care, you buy long-term care insurance.
For a long time, that was the prevailing message. And to be clear, long-term care insurance is one way to help pay for care. These policies work much like other insurance policies. You pay a premium, often monthly, and if you need long-term care down the road, you activate the policy and it helps cover qualifying expenses. On the surface, that sounds straightforward, but there are some drawbacks. First, long-term care insurance can be expensive. Premiums can be substantial and they're typically ongoing. Second, it has one primary use. If you never require long-term care, the premiums you paid over the years don't come back to you. There's no payout to beneficiaries, and the money was spent to insure against a risk that thankfully may never materialize.
Well, Stephen, I bet that for some people, it can feel like an all or nothing decision.
I agree. And for many years, long-term care insurance was presented as the best way and sometimes the only way to protect against the financial impact of extended care. Today, though, there are alternatives that may offer more flexibility depending on your goals and overall financial strategy. One option is a life insurance policy that includes a long-term care rider. Here's how that works. If you require long-term care at some point, you may be able to access a portion of the policy's death benefit to help pay for those expenses.
So instead of paying strictly for care coverage, you're basically layering it into a life insurance policy, right, Stephen?
Yes, it integrates the two. Now, it's important to understand if you use part of the death benefit for long-term care, that reduces the amount your beneficiaries will receive later. That's simply how the math works. But it can help you avoid significant out-of-pocket expenses for care. And for some individuals, it may also reduce the likelihood of needing to spend down assets just to qualify for Medicaid. The key advantage is flexibility. If you never need long-term care, the policy still functions as life insurance, and your beneficiaries receive a death benefit, and the premiums you pay weren't solely tied to a single outcome.
Well, that means that the money doesn't just disappear if you do stay healthy.
That's right. It continues to serve a purpose. Another alternative some individuals explore is an annuity with a long-term care rider. Annuities can function like a personal pension, providing income for life. Some are structured to help limit exposure to market volatility. And when you add a long-term care rider, the annuity may also provide enhanced benefits if extended care becomes necessary. So instead of looking at long-term care planning in isolation, you're integrating it into income planning and overall risk management.
That sounds more holistic, Stephen, because it's really tying it into a broader retirement income strategy.
That is the goal. And similar to life insurance example, if you never need long-term care, the portion of the annuity set aside for that purpose doesn't simply vanish. The remaining value can be passed on to your beneficiaries. Now, I want to be very clear. There is no one-size-fits-all solution. Traditional long-term care insurance may still make sense for some individuals. Hybrid life insurance policies may make sense for others, and annuity-based solutions may be appropriate in some situations. The key is understanding that you're not limited to one path. Long-term care planning isn't about buying a product. It's about building a strategy that considers your income needs, your legacy goals, your risk tolerance, and even your overall retirement picture.
Absolutely. Well, myth number two is really about expanding the conversation beyond just you have to buy this one specific thing.
Yeah, that's right. It's about understanding options and evaluating them thoughtfully. Because when you're talking about care that can cost tens of thousands and in some cases more than $100,000 per year, flexibility matters.
Well, Stephen, before we press on with today's topic, let's remind our listeners how they can schedule a complimentary consultation to ask questions or get more information.
Just give us a call at 626-650-9486 or visit us online at veritywealthgroup.com. Scheduling a consultation always only takes a few minutes, and we're always happy to help work around your schedule.
Well, thank you, Stephen. Now let's move on to myth number three.
Myth number three, the belief that long-term care simply won't apply to me. Maybe the most human of them all.
Well, I think that's a natural reaction, Stephen. No one wants to picture themselves in that situation.
Sure, it's very uncomfortable. And when something is uncomfortable, it's very easy to assume it won't happen to us. But when we look at the data, the odds tells us a different story. One government analysis reported that about 56% of Americans who turn 65 will need some form of long-term care services or support at some point during the remainder of their lives. That doesn't necessarily mean a nursing home. It may mean care at home. It may mean assisted living. It may mean temporary support after an illness or injury. But the likelihood of needing some form of care is pretty significant.
So statistically, it's not a remote possibility.
Correct. It's not guaranteed, but it's far from rare. And many people understand this in a very personal way. They've watched their own parents go through it. Sometimes that experience includes significant financial strain. Assets that were meant to last through retirement or even be passed down end up being used to cover care expenses. And in some cases, families weren't prepared. Savings were depleted and there were little or nothing left to pass on to children or grandchildren.
And beyond the financial side, there's also an emotional layer to it.
There is. Adult children sometimes find themselves in the difficult position of wanting to provide the best possible environment for their parents while also facing financial limitations. That could be frustrating. Guilt, disappointment, stress, and those emotional pressures often compound the financial strain. That's one of the reasons proactive strategizing matters so much. It's not just about protecting dollars, it's also protecting dignity, preserving options, and easing burdens or potential burdens on people you care about. Now, you may be among those who never required long-term care. That's entirely possible. But because of the potential expenses involved, preparing the just-in-case is often a prudent step. And something people sometimes overlook is that even if you personally never need long-term care, your spouse might.
Well, and that's an important point, Stephen. Planning isn't just about one individual. It's about the household.
I agree. Long-term care is often family planning. When I work with clients, we look at how a care event for one spouse could impact the other. What would that mean for income, for savings, lifestyle, for legacy goals? Having a plan in place can help you respond with greater confidence if the unexpected happens. A financial advisor with experience in this area can help you understand the available options, whether that involves insurance solutions, income strategies, asset allocation decisions, or some combination of approaches. The goal isn't to create fear, it's to create preparedness. Because if care is needed, having a strategy in place can put you in a much stronger position to manage those expenses. And perhaps even more importantly, it can reduce a great deal of responsibility and anxiety for your family.
In a lot of ways, Stephen, planning for long-term care is really about protecting the people that you love.
That is definitely how I see it. It's about maintaining choice, preserving financial stability, and helping ensure that if a challenging season arises, your family is focused on care and support, not scrambling to figure out how to pay for it.
And that proactive, rather than reactive mindset is what smart retirement planning is all about.
In the time we have left today, let's broaden our conversation about paying for long-term care expenses. Now, a second Kiplinger article, Ways to Pay for Long-Term Care Expenses, has some useful insight. The biggest takeaway is that it's estimated that about half of Americans age 65 and older will require long-term care facility care at some point.
Well, that statistic alone makes this a planning conversation, Stephen, not just a hypothetical one.
Yeah, and the financial impact can be significant. According to Genworth's 2023 Cost of Care Survey, which is shared in the article, the average annual cost for a private room in a nursing home is $116,800. Because of rising costs like that, planning early becomes critical. The earlier someone starts preparing, the more control they'll have over future decisions and the more secure they'll feel about their options. Now, let's walk through several methods people use to cover long-term care expenses. One approach is building cash reserves. Similar to planning for college expenses, you estimate potential future costs and determine how much you would need to save each month.
So essentially self-funding.
Yes, but while self-funding is possible, it can be prohibitive. You need significant savings to cover the potential costs of long-term care, particularly if care is required for an extended period. Another option is long-term care insurance. This is generally considered more favorable than self-funding because it provides financial protection, specifically for long-term care expenses. It works much like car or home insurance. You pay premiums regularly, and if you need care, the policy helps cover the cost.
But Stephen, if care isn't needed, then what?
There's typically no return of premium. However, some people value the peace of mind that comes with knowing those expenses could be covered. A third strategy is hybrid cash value life insurance. This is a form of permanent life insurance that includes a savings component. Over time, that savings can grow, and most policies allow you to add a long-term care rider. This rider provides a monthly benefit that represents a percentage of the policy's death benefit. For example, a $500,000 death benefit policy could provide a $10,000 monthly income benefit for 50 months.
Ooh, and so it provides both long-term care and life insurance protection, Stephen.
It does. And if long-term care is needed, you can use a portion of the death benefit. If it's not needed, your beneficiaries may still receive the life insurance proceeds. It's important to note, though, that you must qualify for the life insurance to utilize this option. Another alternative is an asset-based long-term care annuity. With a lump sum premium, this annuity provides a monthly long-term care benefit for a defined number of months. If the long-term care benefit is never used, many of these annuities offer a death benefit to the beneficiaries.
And what about eligibility?
In most cases, acceptance is based on a minimal qualification, although specific requirements depend on the insurance company offering the product. That flexibility can make it appealing for some individuals. Some fixed index annuities also offer long-term care income benefits. These typically require a lump sum premium and have minimal qualification requirements. This can be a viable alternative for someone who cannot qualify for traditional insurance or an asset-based annuity.
Well, so where does home equity fit into this?
A home equity line of credit can help cover long-term care expenses if you have sufficient equity and can make the required monthly payments. A reverse mortgage is another option. It may be preferable in some cases because you're not required to make loan payments during your lifetime.
But that convenience comes with trade-offs, doesn't it, Stephen?
Yes, of course. Reverse mortgages typically involve higher initial and ongoing costs compared to a home equity line of credit. You should discuss a reverse mortgage with your financial advisor before you make any financial decisions.
Well, that's an important point. What's next, Stephen?
Selling assets is another method. That might include real estate, investment accounts, or other holdings. This approach can effectively fund care expenses, but it requires having assets available to liquidate. Selling your home may also be considered. In some situations, moving into a care facility and using proceeds from a home sale can help cover long-term care costs. However, it's important to consider the emotional impact of leaving your home. For couples, selling the home may not be feasible unless it can fund both the care facility and alternative housing for the other spouse.
Well, that sounds great. Stephen, this has been another timely and informative episode today. I really enjoyed learning about the long-term care myths and facts. Do you have anything else before we conclude until next time?
If you have any questions about retirement and your financial strategy, again, always visit us at veritywealthgroup.com or call my office at 626-650-9486. We'd love to help you protect your savings and feel confident about the road ahead.
Thank you, Stephen. And thank you, listeners, for joining us on another episode of the Verity Wealth Report with our host, Stephen Ting.
Join us soon for another great episode of the Verity Wealth Report.
Thank you for joining us for Verity Wealth Report. Don't head into retirement without a plan for both your finances and your health. For more information, contact Stephen Tink at Verity Wealth Group at 626-650-9486 or visit veritywealthgroup.com. Join us again soon for another episode of Verity Wealth Report.
Stephen Ting offers investment advisory services through Gradient Advisors, LLC, Arden Hills, Minnesota, 877-885-0508, and SEC, Registered Investment Advisor. Gradient Advisors, LLC, and its advisors do not render tax, legal, or accounting advice. Verity Wealth Group is not a registered investment advisor and is independent of Gradient Advisors LLC. Insurance products and services offered through Stephen Ting, independent agent. Verity Wealth Group, Stephen Ting, and Gradient Advisors LLC are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.